Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the Drinking Bros Final Four preview. We'll also be doing the championship on Monday because we got a show on Monday during the Monday morning recap. So this weekend is the Final Four. Did you expect we'd be here, Delco?
Like as a society, as a world?
As this Final Four.
New Orleans? I don't know. What do you ask?
The teams.
The teams, you dumb fuck. The teams.
The chalky.
Jesus
the
Christ, dude.
What are you trying to say right now?
Podcast.
The very chalky nature of the teams. Like, despite the fact that North Carolina.
Blue Bloods. Yeah.
Oh, we're giving Villanova blue blood status.
Okay. I mean, they're a number two seed, right?
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean it's a blue blood. There's a lot of two seeds that aren't blue bloods.
Villanova's been great for how many years at this point? 40? Yeah,
1985 was national championship.
Okay, so 37 years ago? Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ, man. Where are you today? Did you take one of Giorgio's edibles?
No, I'm in it.
Okay.
No, he's just a fucking hater.
I'm not a hater. It's his own school.
I know.
It's his own goddamn school.
It's not my school.
Did you think they'd be there? You love Villanova.
I grew up a Villanova fan. But yeah, I mean, obviously I picked Villanova to win the national championship at the beginning of the year. So this was a possibility. This is a reality that I could see. But yeah, I mean, they're going to get smoked.
He's already hedging against himself.
Yes.
This guy, you're worse than Johnny. Like. You're like John Anik. Every time the fucking Yankees and Red Sox play, he bets on the Yankees. Every single time.
Physical money. He'll put physical money down.
I don't hate Kansas, though. That's that man right there.
I understand
you
that.
You should hate Kansas, and everybody should.
Why? Naismith used to coach them.
Fuck James Naismith. He's a Canadian.
Yeah. He's the best Canadian.
Is he?
Jim Carrey. Arguably. Jim Carrey took a couple of steps up.
Ryan Reynolds, maybe.
Ryan Reynolds is kind of a cunt, though.
I'd say Alanis Morissette, if I'm going to be real about it.
Adam Sandler?
Jagged Little Pill. Adam Sandler, is he's no.
He's not Canadian.
He's definitely not Canadian.
I think he's from New York.
Yeah, Dave Coulier.
Sir Dave. Yeah.
Oh, he's just
Sir George. Dave Coulier. Big fan of Sir Dave.
What about the
Drake?
No,
Drake's Canadian?
No, Drake is not even a real person.
Wheelchair Jimmy?
Drake is a person that was created in a fucking marketing lab.
All right, so when he was Wheelchair Jimmy, though.
I mean, at least he was a shitty actor then, and not a shitty rapper.
He was a good actor.
No, he was not.
I thought he was actually in a wheelchair. I thought he was actually handicapped.
Well, it's not really hard to sit down.
Should have won an Emmy. Should have won an Emmy.
They don't have Emmys up there.
They got something else.
Canada. It's the CBs.
I forget what it is. Whatever. It's called,
It was Degrassi, a Canadian show?
It was, yeah.
Oh. It was on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
More you know.
It was the first Euphoria.
It was. Bob, so we get four blue bloods. Are you counting Villanova as a blue blood? I am.
New blood, blue blood. They're borderline.
Okay. You got Villanova, UNC, Duke, and Kansas. I could see all of these teams there, and this isn't terribly a shock. You guys were shocked that I picked North Carolina to go to the Final Four.
I was, because this is the longest they've strung together like competency throughout the year. They've looked really good at points during the year.
Flashes.
But then they just like
they get hot
shit
then,
their pants. Yeah.
But now it's like, now it's real.
Yeah.
Because they've carried through three rounds of the playoffs still hot. And now they're playing a fucking rival, which means that you don't get unhot when you go up against a rival.
No.
So this is going to be a real, whatever happens in this game.
Well, it's game 5.
I think game 5, you're right. Yeah, I think North Carolina and Duke are going to battle it out here, but this is going to be a fucking good game.
It's going to be a fucking war. This is going to be, I mean, I don't know how it doesn't end up being one of like the 10 best tournament games of all time.
It's the over is 151, and I'm going to hammer that under. Oof. I'm going to tell you that right now. I'm going under on that. That's 75-76 game.
Yep.
To tie that, there's no fucking way.
There's been a lot of unders hit during this tournament. I understand it's Villanova. They didn't even crack 60 points last week.
Well, the over in that game is 134.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But even then, that's like if they only score 60, that's a 74-60 game, which is likely, right? We'll see.
Yeah, it could be a 76-60 game. I can see that now that homeboy's out. So he's got a ruptured Achilles.
More,
yeah,
he's out.
He's definitely in. Okay.
Do they rally or is this it?
Well, Gillespie needs to play like he's not scared, like he did against. Houston.
When you say not scared, you mean like your boy in Philly, Ben Simmons, or is that how was that what he's not taking shots or what is it?
No, he took some shots. He didn't hit any threes. I think he was like he went like 0 for 5 to start the game. But he was kind of reluctant. kind of, Simmons takes no shots, but Gillespie, he just seemed overwhelmed with the athleticism by Houston.
Yeah, he was harassed, because that's what Houston does. Houston gets dirty, and they're so fucking long, and they get on you so
quick. I mean, that's
quick.
What St. Pete's did, too, though.
Yeah.
Like, they just played full court defense, and just...
Yeah, I mean, but they don't have the fucking athletes that's, I mean, Kansas is going to have the same caliber of guys.
Yeah.
That's why it eventually broke down against North Carolina. Like, North Carolina scored in the 90s, I think, in the first two games, and they only scored, what, 70 against St. Pete's, but still...
They over didn't hit, no.
Yeah.
No, it didn't hit, and they also...
But they still won.
They still won
by like fucking 13 points.
If they would have played their starters the entire game, I mean, they were up by 20 at halftime. Yeah. So they were like, "Great, let's rest up," and they had the luxury to do that. Obviously, I talked about that Eric Church thing. The crowd at this one, I think all the teams there is great for college basketball. I wish Villanova was at full strength because that would be a better game. I'm expecting not a close game for that. But the celebrities all the way around will be out for this. You'll be able to have a ton of cutaways. Jordan will definitely be in the building for that. Eric Church will obviously be there for that motherfucker. And then for the Kansas side, you'll probably have like Jason Sudeikis, you know, some nice cutaways to Sudeikis. Paul Rudd.
Wait, yeah. Paul Rudd is a Kansas City guy.
Paul Rudd is a KU alum.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he went there?
Yeah.
He left Kansas City, Missouri and fucking went to KU.
It's only 30 minutes away.
I know it's only 30 minutes away. It's not about that. It's about Hatfields and McCoys, motherfucker.
Yeah, I know. I agree.
I'm very disappointed.
There's a lot of blood traitors in Kansas City.
Yeah, that's I can't get on board.
It's upsetting. Sudeikis is not an alum. Sudeikis is just like
he's a pretender.
He's a t-shirt fan, yeah.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah.
Good to know. What about his uncle? George Wentz's uncle. You know that, right? Norm from Cheers?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I have no idea who he roots for.
That's how we got into the biz.
Yeah.
He's probably dead because he's been fat for 90 years.
No, he's alive.
How?
Slimmed down a little bit. I saw him in a play in Hollywood maybe 5 years ago.
Was it Cats?
No, it was Reanimator. Reanimator, the musical, actually.
It'd be funny if it was Cats.
Should have been Cats.
It was.
He feels like an Andrew Lloyd Webber type of guy. Like, feels like Andrew Lloyd Webber wrote parts for him.
I think we need to remake Cats. But it's like we combine Cats and Rent, and it's Cats with feline AIDS.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Has anybody made that? Trash cans. Somebody's
certainly Stomp, right?
Yeah. Close. You're close to Stomp. Yeah. At that point.
What, banging the trash cans? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
We could do all three.
Yeah.
It's Cats with feline AIDS with fucking trash can lids duct taped to their feet.
Yeah. Stomp the Cats Rent.
Can I tell you?
Like, stomp it.
When I stopped having sympathy for the Rent characters dying of AIDS, when they refused to pay their bar tab.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, what are you? And it's like a whole song. It's like we're not going to pay. It's like a small business. Like, what are you? Fuck you. What are you doing?
You don't get to just steal from people because you have AIDS.
I think you do.
No.
You super don't.
The only people that do get to steal have AIDS.
I mean, you could probably avoid fights that way. If somebody comes after you for it and you just start yelling the word AIDS.
Yeah.
Like leper, like unclean.
You have like a knife on you at all times. Like, I'll cut myself.
You've got a little bag. Of blood in a spray bottle.
Yeah. Does that mean if you lick anything, it just becomes yours?
Probably.
No, because saliva doesn't transmit HIV.
Yeah, but a lot of people aren't going to bother taking that chance. There's an old prison, like a prison strategy that like always would like backfire on you that I was thinking of. It's like, you're like, man, I really don't want to get raped in jail. Like, I'm going to jail. I killed 3 people in a DUI. I'm going to jail. I do not want to get raped. Light bulb, I'll just bring a bottle of AIDS medicine, but then you only get raped by the prisoners with AIDS.
Then you get AIDS, yeah.
Yeah. Then you get AIDS.
I don't know if there's just a bottle of AIDS medicine. Pretty sure. It's a cocktail.
It shakes
right?
around, yeah. Yeah. You can shake it around, though, in one bottle.
It's athletic tape with Sharpie that just says AIDS medicine.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What? We need to come up with something different than AIDS.
Well, we'll figure it out. We got time to workshop.
We called it the
obviously.
Ninja in high school.
What?
We called AIDS the Ninja.
Really?
Why?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Did anybody from your high school get AIDS?
No, I don't think so.
Me neither.
How much time did you spend talking and thinking about AIDS in high school?
So for a long time.
A lot, actually.
Enough that you came up with a fucking nickname for it?
They needed a code word. The teachers are like, stop talking about it.
Yeah.
When Magic Johnson did that press announcement, then people started talking about it in classrooms, and you were just like, wait, what? And then you would see posters show up in like high school where you're like, what the fuck is this? Am I going to get AIDS?
Yeah.
It felt like a genuine possibility at the time.
100%.
Well, now it's a poster and it says, hey, you're 4 years old. Have you thought about sexuality or gender? Like, no, I'm trying to figure out what the fuck's going on with Power Rangers.
Just trying to figure it out. That's all. Yeah. That's all
at
we're
four,
trying to
I
do.
Still couldn't get the square block round hole thing going.
No.
You can put round shit in a square hole pretty easily, actually.
Yeah.
Really?
With a hammer, you can pretty much do anything, George.
Nah, it's
believe in yourself.
Is that what you teach kids? With a hammer, you can do anything.
Believe in yourself. That's what we say.
That's what OJ says.
Exactly. I wonder if Juice will be there, by the way.
He's a USC grad.
He is, but, you know, when's he going to go to one of these big things?
I don't think he's allowed outside of Nevada.
So his parole is up, and he can travel anywhere he wants now. And I keep expecting him to pop up at one of these things, because he gambles a lot. He's always watching fucking sports, and there's one bar in Vegas that he always goes to.
It's in Summerlin.
Yeah.
Over near the Vegas Golden Knights practice facility.
There was a thing on Old Row where a bunch of kids were fucking partying with him last weekend watching the games.
So there was a thing on Barstool about 3 months ago where he tried to make out with a fucking little blonde girl.
Yeah.
No shit.
And she totally rejected him. Giorgio, can you find that video?
Man.
Because it's real funny.
That's pretty dangerous.
It's, yeah. Because like she was a white blonde woman.
Wow.
And he like goes in.
Now she's
like,
going for the move. She's like, no.
She's got a type. Or he's got a type.
I think we need to probably fucking put out an APB on her.
Yeah.
See if she's still alive or not.
Who knows? Who knows? Tonight's show is brought to you by DraftKings. College basketball fans, join the action on the court during the biggest tournament of the year with DraftKings Sportsbook. Turn your team's victory into your own big win. New customers can bet $5 on any team to win and get $200 in free bets. If they do, it's that simple. If they win, you win. Bet on Kansas. That's the easiest game of the weekend. Wink. If Sportsbook isn't available in your state yet, you can still join the College Hoops action with DraftKings Pools. Everyone can play free pools all March long for a shot at a share of over $250,000 in prizes. Simply join a pool and answer questions like, who will make it to the next round and who will hit the most three-pointers? Then track your results. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code BROS. Bet $5 on any college hoops team to win, and you get $200 in free bets if they do. If they win, you win with promo code BROS this week at DraftKings Sportsbook. 21 years and older. Certain restrictions apply. Kansas is the easiest one this weekend, in my opinion. The fun thing about this, who's leading off? It's the Kansas-Villanova, I would imagine, right? They're saving the night game for Duke-UNC.
Yeah. So Kansas-Villanova is, I guess, 6:10 Eastern.
Okay.
Because it's 5:09 on my screen here.
Yeah, that makes sense. you let the big boys play at night. Ratings for this are going to be gangbusters. Because technically, look, Kansas always brings it. Because they're diehards in basketball. But, you know, Villanova's got the Philly markets. And then, I mean, Duke, North Carolina sells itself. That's the best rivalry in college basketball. So you're good to go with that one. We'll start with this Kansas-Villanova game. This isn't a shock. A lot of people had Kansas in their Final Four. A lot of people had Villanova in their Final Four and Drinking Bros. What it was a shock was homeboy rupturing his Achilles, and now he's out. And
I heard his dick fell off, too.
Did it really? Yeah. They find his dick in Philly?
No, they didn't find it.
Okay.
Well, they weren't playing in Philly.
It's in a grass field somewhere, all like right. Bobbitt.
Well, I don't know if they went back to Philly to train or whatever happened.
Bobbitt.
Bobbitt. But Villanova here, I'm looking at the spread. We got -4 on this game with an over-under of 133. Is that what you have, D'Anthony?
Yep.
Okay. we'll start with you. Who do you got in Villanova versus Kansas this weekend? Spreads included.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to take Kansas at 4, but I'm probably gonna do some, I don't know, this game is, it seems like it's gonna be kind of boring, to be honest, unless Villanova goes crazy and finds some internal motivation to play without their best fucking player. It could be bad insofar as Kansas knows they have another game coming up Monday, so it's not going to be like a crazy blowout. They're going to keep them at like 12-14 points or whatever the fuck, and maybe there's a late run, maybe there's not, because Kansas has their starters out, but that's not something I want to watch, to be honest. So I'm going to have to find a way to make this more interesting for myself. Probably going to go with the under at 134. I think this is going to be a game in the 60s. probably in the low 60s. I don't think Kansas is going to pay that much attention. I think Villanova scores like 56 points, maybe. Kansas is maybe in the mid to high 60s, something like that. Okay. So I might parlay those, the fucking under and the point spread there. I don't know yet.
Yeah, look, Jay Wright is a really fucking good coach. Any shot that they win this game, Villanova?
They're going to win the first half. Because you think so? Villanova's going to come out. They're going to – Kansas kind of dicks around for an entire half every game. They typically do that. So I think Villanova will win the first half. I would take – if you can find the line, like Villanova's probably, what, like plus two first half?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I would probably take that. And then, Kansas is going to cover the four because Villanova's just going to – run out of gas. They only got like four or five dudes, so
they'll be exhausted in the second half. What? Let me ask you this, because you are a Villanova fan at heart. What would they need to do to actually win this game?
Make threes, which they haven't done the last few games.
Nobody has in college basketball. It's been the strangest fucking thing. Who's the guy then that needs to step up? Gillespie?
It's Gillespie. Yeah, he's gonna have to like 30? Probably hit
like go for 30
eight threes. Yeah. Seven okay. or eight threes.
Can he?
No.
Okay. No. I like the honesty there.
Yeah.
It's refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
What about the over-under, 133?
Villanova hasn't really been scoring much recently, but I think it'll trend up. I think the over hits.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a... let's just say you're going with spreads here. It's about a 70 to 63 game. Does that sound about right? They couldn't crack 60 last game. I mean,
yeah,
obviously,
I could see Kansas scoring 75.
Same here. I can see them running it up too. Yeah,
but
yeah.
Why would they? They're going to do the same thing that North Carolina did against St. Pete's.
I think what Dan said is correct, Delco, on this one. Where I think Villanova will have a strong first half, give it everything they have, mm-hmm. and then they won't run out of gas till the end. So it's going to force Kansas to play the entire game.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, Kansas is not, especially the last two rounds. I think they scored like 26 and 29 points in the first half of those last two games.
They wouldn't have covered the over on this game in either of their last two games.
No, and they were down six at halftime last week. That was one of the only bet I lost last Sunday was the first half on that game, and then they came out and won by fucking 26 points. It was a 32-point swing in the second half of that Kansas game. I don't know whether they were fucking sleeping or because it was an earlier game.
Can I ask
them
a question, Ross?
Yeah, go ahead.
Since everyone thinks, basically knows Kansas is going to come out sleeping, can Villanova rally around that good first half and around having their player out and like Kansas not be able to get back into the game?
I mean, if Kansas doesn't hit shots, yeah.
Yeah.
If they go cold in the second half, like you still got to score points, but I don't know if Kansas is physically dominant enough just to take the ball down in the post and score over and over and over again like that. Maybe.
I have a selfish answer for that, Giorgio, actually. I don't want to see Villanova in the finals at all. If they were at full strength, yes. But not when you're missing a guy, because it's a Herculean effort to win a Final Four game and then go to the championship and then try to win again.
Right, you can't win a championship, but you can win a Final Four game. Especially if you only have to win one half.
But
if they give you that first half and then you make them shoot the hard shots from the perimeter, do they never catch up?
But I think Duke in North Carolina, whoever comes out of that, will beat Villanova pretty handedly just because they have depth and Villanova doesn't anymore. And I don't want to see that game. I'd rather see Kansas versus one of these teams and then... I'm about ratings and fucking entertainment and shit like that. Like,
yeah.
That's if Kansas wins, whoever they played in Duke or North Carolina, congratulations! It's going to be.
Don't think
fucking
Villanova
awesome.
Has that Cinderella story if they get the win here.
You don't win like St. Pete's did well through the Elite Eight because they had a rotation of seven or eight guys that could all play defense full court, and Villanova now doesn't. I mean, they didn't have that before. Now they've lost a guy.
Yeah. And I mean, the weird thing was, what did they win by, six last week? I think it was 50 to 44.
That sounds right.
It sounds like a JV high school girls game. But, Houston was 1 for 20 on three-pointers in that game. If they're just 4 for 20.
Honestly, or if they just don't take 20 fucking three-pointers, which is...
If they go to the rack and get fouled, which they're pretty good at doing and pretty decent at shooting free throws as well, their coaching fucked that up.
They did. Well, so, and Villanova's defense did too, because they were, well, they kind of fell into, so Nova, one thing is that Nova actually does play great defense, which is why the over is a little sketchy to me, even without more. But Yeah, Houston just played dumb and kind of like fell into like taking what Nova gave them, and Nova was happy to let them shoot threes.
Yeah,
obviously, because they only made fucking 1 out of 20.
Yeah, if they start making them, I mean, that's kind of how it goes in games like this. You protect the inside of the fucking circle there, and if they don't make those shots, then why defend them? And if they're going to keep taking them and missing them, I mean, it's like guarding Russell Westbrook or Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
At some point, you just back up a couple feet and be like, fucking shoot it, bro. Yeah. I know you can't make that shot.
But, I mean, there is a full possibility that Remy Martin in this game turns into a pumpkin again, because he's been lights out.
Pumpkin. Yeah. He is a pumpkin.
Yeah, but he's been really good.
I know.
He's been really fucking good.
One thing to keep in mind, too, with Nova versus Kansas is that, like I said, Nova's really, really good defensively, and they play really slow, and they're really fucking good at A, getting to the line, but even more than that, they're the best, literally the best free throw shooting team in the country. So if I'm Nova, and I know I'm not deep, and I know I can get gassed, you've got to basically double down on your fucking game. You got to play fucking really methodical, really slow, try to get to the rim, take away Kansas's depth advantage, and try to do what you do best. Like, as many breaks in the game as they can get. That's what it wouldn't surprise me if they're, you know, trying to get to the rack, trying to get fouled. Yeah. Like that's what I do.
Is that a good strategy against a team, at least not in the first half, a team like Kansas that's also trying to fucking play the half court game and slow everything down? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Kansas is a bit, plays a bit faster just because they're so dynamic offensively. They can just do a lot.
But they're not scoring a lot in the first half of any of these games.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Well, it's not because they're slow. It's just because they just come out and they're just like farting around.
What's up? Because
they fart around, but they also Bill Self teams tend to be, if you don't get blitzed by a Bill Self team, they will just probe. You know what I mean? Like they'll take their time because they know almost always they have the talent advantage, which they obviously do in this game as well. So if Kansas doesn't run out to like a 10-point lead, I would expect to see a slow slog probing first half. And Nova, I would think, obviously, like they want to get up as much as possible, as quickly as possible.
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely going to try to get Kansas in foul trouble. They don't really have a whole lot of option other than that. That's their best fucking play.
Yeah.
Unless they're just going to jack up threes, which that's not a great move, to be honest.
A lot more of a dice roll. And the other thing with that, too, is if you jack up threes and you're missing, then the game gets faster and
you get long rebounds and fucking transition offense. Yeah, I mean, that's... And then you're fucking winding your guys even more than they already were. That's probably not a good strategy.
I can't remember two Final Four games that are the exact same spread. That's super odd to me. Who do you got in this game, Bob? Villanova, Kansas.
Kansas, for sure. I would maybe, if you want to be like safe by a half point, like maybe it stays tight. You know what I mean? I the most likely scenario to me is a Kansas double digit win. I mean, because
of
the lack.
You can tease this to a pick 'em, right?
Yes, you could tease both of these to a pick 'em.
Yeah.
So if you know who it is, you can take away both the 4 points on all of this, and they're both pick'ems, which is obviously what I'm going to do.
Considering how slow Kansas plays in the first half, those live lines are probably going to look pretty good too.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I don't like the over on this game.
There's going to be a lot.
I don't either.
There's going to be a lot of Villanova hopefuls out there that make some stupid bets around halftime.
Yeah, yeah. Live lines in this are going to be a blast.
Villanova fans are realistic because they're highly educated.
Well, here's what I'm hoping for, because I'm not touching either of these overs at all. I don't like either of them, especially if that fucking game last week. Jesus Christ. Because North Carolina Duke, which we'll get to in a minute, 151 is a big boy number. And it depends on how they come out to play. But with this, I'm not going to touch the over-under in this game at all. But what I'm personally hoping for is a gambler, is that Villanova is up in the first half, and that we'll eliminate all these fucking points, and I can just hammer Kansas at halftime.
Oh, yeah. If it's a tie game, or better yet, Villanova's up like 2 or 4 at the half, smash.
Oh, it'll be the best. Yeah. It would be the fucking best.
But by the way, is this the first Final Four played somewhere where sports gambling is legal?
Maybe. When did the first states legalize? In 2017, but it was New Jersey and somebody else.
It was New Jersey, New York, and then obviously Nevada. But it has not been there.
They're not going to play it in Nevada.
Uh-uh. No. Well, and they used to not play it there for that reason of gambling. So,
Well, they had the Maui Invitational in Vegas.
They did. Well, they care less now.
They care less now because they're starting to have Pro Bowl. The Pro Bowl was there and shit like that. Yeah. Like the NFL's got to deal with.
And the Oakland A's are going to be there pretty soon. You got to imagine.
Still rooting for the Austin A's, but
that'd be great.
I mean, look, they'll get a much better deal from the city here than they will in Nevada.
Yeah,
Las Vegas for sure. Like the city of Austin will pay for the whole thing.
Nah, that team would end up in San Marcos.
Yeah,
who cares? I'd go see it.
I just came from there, actually.
But they can just in between San Antonio and
it's 20. Shopping. It's like 25 minutes from here.
Yeah, it's 35. Close.
35 minutes.
It took me 24 minutes. I literally just came from there.
The Rangers and the Astros would not allow that.
I don't know how much pull Jim Crane has.
Yeah, I don't either. It's not Jerry Jones. It's not Jerry Jones.
Yeah,
I don't know either of those.
It's owners. not even Cubes.
No,
you know what I mean. Like it's, but. I think this is the first, and I say that because, man, there's going to be a lot of drunk fucking fans filing into that Harrah's, be like, give me fucking 500 on candy tonight.
Because people don't understand how close the Superdome is to Bourbon Street. You can just walk there, and you can gamble first.
Yeah,
I might lay all your bets, and then go into into the game.
Kelly's going. I might just call her and have her proxy for me. Like in the actual, because the
oh, is she going?
The lines
Kelly from Vegas.
Yeah, the lines at Harrah's. I mean, she works with Barstool's fucking sportsbook now, but yeah. I'm sure she's going to be laying some fucking live action while she's there.
Oh, yeah, because why not go pick up some cash?
Exactly.
Right, like right after. You.
I mean, it's 100%. It's like the line that we see, like the Caesar Sportsbook line that feeds most of these websites, will be what it is, and it's going to adjust based on whatever the fuck. But those lines at the fucking actual physical location sometimes get a little dodgy, especially when thousands of drunk retards going in.
Well, they can go up. They have the advantage of going up during commercial breaks and fucking with the lines. So, like, I mean, you can go in and hammer it and be like, all right, we're not taking any bets. But in this one, not touching the over-under. I'm all over Kansas in this one. The -4 in this one is fine to me. If like Bob said, if you want to take a half a point, that's fine as well.
Another thing with lives, by the way. So like you're saying, like bet the live if it's like Kansas.
I hope Kansas is losing at halftime.
Say Kansas is losing at halftime, and you get the line at like Kansas +1 or Kansas -1 or even even or whatever. I would say bet that, but also find yourself a good alt line, Kansas -6 or something like that, and sprinkle that too, where you're going to get like 3-1 odds or some bullshit like that. Like I really think even if Kansas is down, let's say less than 5 at the half, it's still a double digit Kansas win.
Yeah, I've got this at 12 right now. I think Kansas could win this by 12 points.
I think it's. I'm not at all worried about the 4, but you're right. There's going to be. There's going to be some pretty interesting live and alternate lines here, especially after the first half of basketball.
Yeah.
Like, there might be some fucking 10-point lines out there. I mean, there will be, for sure. It's just a matter of whether the value is there or not.
And where it is, dude. So, it's one of those where you're just constantly watching the phone.
Yeah.
My wife's not watching this, but it's my child's birthday, obviously, tomorrow. So
fuck that bullshit.
I'm going to have to pop back in at halftime and hammer that.
Wait, what time is the party?
Party, I think, is at 3?
3 to 6.
Oh, good.
Three
okay.
To 6, yeah. Good. So you're good. We can watch the game and get fucked up.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna fucking sleep on your couch probably.
Yeah, that's fine. but that's where my money's heading is on Kansas here, and I'm not mad at Kansas in the final game, especially because it's against Duke in North Carolina.
It's a blue blood fight.
Well, they're a good team and they're all healthy so far, so that's fine. Right? You don't want to see some fucking banged up team going into the championship.
I don't. Yeah, I want to see a good competitive game where if it is Kansas, by the way, before we get to this next game, if it is Kansas against one of these two schools, you're probably looking at a -2 line against either of them for the finals, and that's a blast.
My guess is against either of them, Kansas would be the dog.
No, I would say Kansas is probably favored.
Against either of them?
Yep. And I'm with you, and I say Kansas -2 over either of these guys. Because they've been so consistent.
And we've been shitting on the ACC all year.
True.
Yeah. Yeah. Next up, D'Anthony, we'll start with you. This is the big one here. This is what we all came for. Duke, North Carolina, Final Four. Fucking doesn't really get any better than this, to be honest with you. Unless it's your own favorite team in there.
It's the first time it's happened that you've seen North Carolina and Duke against each other in the fucking tournament.
Which is shocking.
Yeah.
Because on both sides of the bracket, it is so fucking... They've just been so far ahead of everybody else for years and years. How has this never fucking happened before? It's crazy to me.
I mean, they're both usually between a 1 and a 3 seed. So unless they're in the same bracket, they got to play a lot of games to get to
each other. Which they would never put them in the same bracket.
Right.
Yeah. just to do it. But like Ohio State, Michigan, for example, was in the same bracket. They could have played in the Sweet 16. Mm-hmm. Ohio State didn't hold up their end of the bargain, and they fucking got beefed by Villanova in that one. So it is possible, but why it's never happened with these two schools, truthfully, is shocking, man. I can't believe it.
They've won 5 and 6 natties, respectively.
Yeah. So one would think they would have met in the Final Four at some point. They've been good for so many fucking years, both schools.
Off and on. There have been periods of badness. Like, Duke has sucked for the last couple of years, right? Not sucked, but they've been not as good as we would expect. They've
been, both teams have been soft on and off. Yeah, like a couple of years ago, North Carolina kind of sucked. And actually, I remember specifically during the Tyler Hansborough years, Duke was real soft because North Carolina was just power fucking them over and over again.
But in this game, I think, look, Duke is, you got to wonder when the hangover is going to come. They've been playing pretty good basketball with, obviously, Coach K is their fucking inspiration for all this.
Yeah.
You got to think he's getting some fucking favorable calls as well, whether, you know, I don't think the refs are sitting there planning out that they're going to fucking give calls to him, but when it's like an important moment in the game, you're not going to be the person that ends Coach K's run because you made a bad call. So I think that that does fuck with your head a little bit.
Yeah, if it's close down the stretch, forget it. He's getting the fucking calls for sure.
I think Duke's going to win this game. Or I'm sorry, North Carolina's going to win this game. I don't care. I don't care about Duke's -4. Okay. I'm going to go money line North Carolina, and the over though. I don't know about that. Like that's one
high.
That one can go either way.
I know. That's a 76-75 game is what it is.
I just don't expect a game with this much emotion and these two teams that like hate each other that much to be a high scoring game.
They could be trying too hard. First 5 minutes, go scoreless.
Oh yeah,
like
that's a lot of pressure.
Comes a rock fight.
Because here's what happens when North Carolina gets to the Final Four like this. Jordan not only goes to the game, but he goes in and talks to the locker room beforehand. And Michael Jordan's still fucking Michael Jordan. The world stops for that guy. And those kids get fucking nervous around him, especially he's courtside. He's physically watching you, and you know he's talking to somebody about how weak you are or how good you are, and you're either trying to impress him or not trying to impress him, and then that'll wear off.
He also happens to be an owner of an NBA team.
Yeah, so. But that'll wear off, too, around the 8 minutes in, and then they'll play their game.
Coach K does that every game with his players. He's like, listen, I'm your little fox. Like, just turns on his little fucking... He's the worst. Yeah. I hope North Carolina spanks them. I'm going to tease North Carolina up to 8, along with Kansas down to a pick 'em. And I think that's probably my two plays that I'm going to end up doing.
Okay. But who do you think is just going to win this game outright?
Who do I think or who do I want?
Who do you think?
I'm just going to go, I'm going to say North Carolina wins.
Okay.
Because I want it to happen.
Okay.
I also want it to happen because if they win the natty, then I win $9,000.
Yeah. Yep. What about you, Bob?
Duke's the team of destiny here. There's no point in fighting it anymore. There's no point in acting like
they are inevitable.
Yeah, they're inevitable. This is the coach. This is Coach K's.
He's fucking Thanos. Yeah.
I hope he has a fucking heart attack. Fuck him.
Or his back just gives out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or this is it, dude. This is fucking it.
Like, Michael Jordan should have strolled over and punched him right in his fucking chest.
Oh, that is true. If North Carolina gets up big and it gets ugly. What are the odds Coach K fakes, like, something on the sidelines?
Maybe.
Just like Hideki did about 10 minutes
ago?
He
just withdrew, yeah.
What's the most fascinating thing here with this whole thing, though, is that, like, this game is, like, for the rivalry. There's no coming back from losing this game.
Yeah. Yep.
Whoever wins this game wins the rivalry.
If Roy was still there... It would be even bigger, but yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
This is for bragging rights for the next like 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Until each team reestablishes itself with some new identity and then they fight again.
This is pretty much the last like 40 years all coming, and which is basically the whole rivalry. Because North Carolina, they had Dean Smith, but North Carolina's been through a couple coaches.
Yeah.
Duke is really only Coach K. And the rivalry, it doesn't matter. Duke's going to win this game. It's just going to be so perfectly like annoying and Duke, and it's going to be hilarious. And for me, when my teams are out and my shit is fucked, I just like to root for the team that will piss everyone else off the most.
Oh, I thought you were going to say injuries.
Oh, no, no, no. But so it'll be funniest to me to watch everyone fucking PMS over Duke winning a national title, over Duke winning, beating North Carolina, over Coach K having a nice moment for himself or whatever. The same way I was rooting for the Patriots to beat the Rams a couple years ago in the Super Bowl, and the same way I was rooting for the Patriots to go undefeated before that, because it's just funny.
Yeah.
Like, it's just funny to me to watch all these other people get pissed off. And also, again, like Dan said, and like me and Dan said at the start of the tournament, who do you think is going to get the calls?
Yeah.
Like, there's only one fucking answer.
Nope.
It's going to be Duke.
Kiss the ring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, Duke is just better. I think Duke is genuinely the better team. So, and I know North Carolina beat them pretty handily in Coach K's last game in Durham, but you know, Duke has a 20-point win on UNC.
North Carolina as well. Yeah, also, so.
Hubert Davis is he's just too nice of a guy.
Yeah.
The refs will bone him, and they'll just be like, ah, it's okay.
Well, that's the other thing, too. He's a rookie coach, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
So fuck that rookie coach. Like, I know he's a long basketball lifer, but first time on the bench as a head coach, they're not gonna do him any favors.
Duke is averaging 8 more free throws per game than their opponents in the tournament so far.
Checks out. How many free throws did Arkansas have last game?
11, I think, but they were because 11 for 11.
But they led the nation in free throws.
Yeah.
And it only had 11.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it was 11-18.
They shot a lot of threes though. Same with again. It was just like, I don't know why all these kids are shooting fucking threes. If you can't fucking shoot, knock it off. Duke, at least Coach K will say that.
Well, St. Pete's didn't have a choice.
No, they didn't have
a
choice.
They had to keep going.
Correct, yeah.
For Houston, that's not even their fucking game. That shit didn't make any... That, to me, that's bad coaching.
That was just so egregious on Houston's part.
And that's why Houston's coach didn't get promoted to fucking Seton Hall afterwards.
What about... you got St. Pete's, you know? Congratulations.
What?
Congratulations.
Are you a Seton Hall guy too?
Do I get St. Pete's?
Yeah. Do you get Seton Hall as well? Do you claim all those schools or no?
Oh, I thought you meant like because I had Kentucky win the national championship.
No,
so like
no, no, no.
Since they lost to St. Pete, St. Pete became my team.
But yeah, became your team.
Yeah.
But he went to Seton Hall. All those schools are right there on top of each other.
Jersey. I don't fuck with Jersey really.
Really?
No.
All right. Everybody not else
even,
fucks with Jersey.
Not even
Jersey
South Jersey.
City? South Jersey's fine, like Wildwood, Stone
South
Harbor.
Jersey is just like part of Philly, right?
Jersey yeah, and North Pennsylvania are just, they might as well be the same.
North Jersey is where you go get cancer or killed by the mob.
Go to the airport.
Yeah.
Yeah. All of
that's
them.
All the fucking people who can't afford to live in New York.
Yeah. Whenever you type it into Orbitz, it gives you, oh, would you like to go to Newark?
Like
Philadelphia?
Yeah.
New York?
Right. If you're making under 100K in Manhattan, you're taking the ferry to Manhattan.
Probably 200K now. Yeah. Shit, man.
Yeah. Bob, what about this over under for you? 151.
That's pretty steep. 151. So what is that? Like, what did you say?
75, 76.
It's pineapple juice, Malibu.
Yep.
Yeah. Man, that sounds about right. Let me see what the projection is because that'll be interesting to me.
Whatever. Who is that?
KenPom.
Burn
140.
Throw that out the window. Every time you've pulled that up, you've lost. Go with your heart on this one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Go with your heart.
Gut check.
I like the over. Just barely. Because there's a decent chance this goes into overtime.
Yeah, there was. I was at that North Carolina Baylor game, and that went in overtime at 80-80. And both of those teams are pretty fucking good.
Decent chance there's going to be a lot of fouls, too, which obviously slows the clock down. More free shots.
The only thing, though, I'll go back to what Delco said, is I could see these teams coming out slow.
That's what
because
I expect.
They're nervous.
That's
yeah.
what I expect to happen. Yeah. I expect them to come out fucking missing shots, stupid turnovers and shit like that.
Actually, yeah.
What arena is this?
Stay away.
Yeah, I'm
is it at the Superdome?
Is it the Superdome?
Yeah, it's the Superdome.
Yeah.
Stay away.
Take the unders on everything, then, because you have that giant, you know, backdrop behind the rims.
It fucks with your depth perception.
It does.
It's like not having a batter's eye in
baseball. And in that stadium in particular, have you been there?
The Superdome?
Yeah.
It's like
No, I've only driven past.
So I've been on that field there inside that stadium.
It's like weird.
It is. And it's...
Well, the court will be elevated.
Yeah. Right. And the seats are really far back from that where that court is going to be.
Well, they're
going to
put some chairs up there, but still, it looks different.
Correct.
Like instead of having two or maybe three rows of like $2,000 ticket chairs, it's going to be like 15 rows of chairs probably, right?
Yeah, they darken the the seats somehow with lighting. It looks cool when you're in there as for a football game.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine seeing a basketball game in there. I've never seen a basketball
game. It's also going to be loud as fuck.
Oh, yeah. Especially for these two teams. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ.
Which, yeah, that'll be fun.
I think they probably, like you guys were saying, they come out cold enough that 150 is going to be a tall order to make up the ground on.
We'll see.
Yeah. So this is the game that kept me up last night trying to fucking peg this down, dude. I had North Carolina going all the way in another bracket. Dan and I bet a lot of fucking money on North Carolina winning it all. After the Eric Church shit and then this, I think there's just too much bad juju.
I don't believe in any of that bullshit.
I do. No. I do.
Eric Church is going to sing them to victory.
I have been on fucking fire this tournament gambling-wise, and I'm switching it. So I'm going with Duke, but I'm also going to – I pre-bet a week ago on this as soon as the odds came out because I wanted to lock him in. I thought for sure this Kansas-Villanova line would have gone a lot higher, and it did not. So I locked it in a week ago before the Eric Church shit and everything else. Here's what I initially locked in at $1,000 was Carolina +8, and it was a pick 'em in the Kansas game. And I locked that in, and I think if you're out there and you're betting that now, you're good because this is going to be a close game just because of nerves and everything else that's involved. I really believe this is going to be a close game. So if you go with that +8, I think you're fine. However, I now think Duke is going to win. So my other bet will be on this parlay of taking this down to a pick 'em for Duke, taking the Kansas game down to a pick 'em as well. I'm going to jack that up to $2,000 on this one just because it's the Final Four, and I've been on fucking fire. But I think both bets will actually cover because of that +8. That is a lot of fucking points for North Carolina. But I think with Coach K and all of his bullshit and just being embarrassed, because they were showing that footage last night of him getting embarrassed in that last game and then making that speech and telling everybody to shut the fuck up. They're not going to have that happen again. There's just no fucking way.
No, they lost that game to win this game.
Correct. And I think I am all in on Duke on this. But this -4 scares the shit out of me. So I'm going to money line Duke. And then my teasers will be, again, as follows. Carolina +8. Kansas, it's as a pick 'em that's already in at 1,000. Nothing I can do about that. I made that a week ago. But I'm going $2,000. On Duke is a pick'em and Kansas as a pick'em as well. And I'm not touching either of these over-unders at all. I will be hammering live lines if North Carolina is up at halftime and if Villanova is up at halftime.
So you're trying to middle.
Yes.
Trying to go Duke, play pick'em.
Play both sides, birth and middle.
Yes.
North Carolina 8, somewhere between North Carolina loses by
because
like 6.
I just don't see it being a blowout in this game. And I don't see it as a it would have to be a 10-point game at this point to cover a +8. And I don't see that happening. North Carolina, as I get to see them in person, that really fucking helps. A lot of people ask all the time, like, how are we good at picking college? College is easy when you're there and you're able to see these teams in person. That's how I base a lot of my bets on, because you're able to see their length, what they look like in real life, and you're like, oh, shit. I understand why North Carolina is so fucking good.
So what you're saying is you need to go to more college basketball games next year.
Well, here's college basketball and college football in general. Where it doesn't apply is like the NFL and shit, because all those guys are on the same fucking level. They're all speed freaks. One of them could show up. Jacksonville beating, who is it, the Colts last weekend of the season wasn't really surprising, where it's just like, all right, when you have that much talent on the field, it's fine. In real life, though, for college kids, because half of these kids won't go pro, you're able to spot the differences, and I think it's a little easier to pick college games versus professional games, but... with everything with Duke, that's where all my money's going this weekend. And then I'll be excited for if it's Kansas versus Duke. That's going to be a fucking awesome final on Monday night.
I think the best way this Duke-North Carolina game can go for me is that Duke is up the entire game and then loses it right at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Coach K's getting interviewed, he accidentally says the N-word. Just to completely ruin his legacy entirely. That man is a cunt. And I hope all the bad things in life happen to him.
Is he? I don't know much about him, to be honest with you.
I don't either. I just made it up. Yeah.
I think...
he's probably fine.
You know, another reason Coach K is going to win? He's going to do it for Kobe. They were bros. Him and Kobe.
Yeah, Kobe. Him
Kobe
would have
played
Kobe
for
bros.
Kobe would have played for Duke.
That was 2 years ago.
Kobe's the only guy... in my opinion, Kobe is the only guy who went straight to the NBA who could have actually graduated college.
Yes.
Because he's like fucking super
he's
smart.
He's really smart, yeah.
And Kevin Garnett, Not so much.
Dummy.
I would think LeBron
James
probably.
Dummy. No, LeBron James didn't even graduate high school.
He could get a degree from Akron.
No. Well,
maybe from Akron.
If he played there. If he'd have to play all 4 years and then
Kansas State. Ohio State too.
Hey man, J.R. Smith is halfway through his degree now.
Yeah, but he's like 45 years old.
And
now.
Isn't he at like
he's got 4.0.
North Carolina AT&T or
he's at a HBCU.
Yeah, he's playing
on
golf.
The golf team.
Yeah. Is he good?
Yeah.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, he's pretty good.
He's got he's 40,
and so he's got a 4.0.
I like J.R. Smith, but did he have to stop smoking? Do they drug test for weed and college?
No, they don't do it.
So he's fine. He's on the weed.
You definitely can't test for weed in golf either, because that's a big part of golf.
Yeah, I thought there was some form of drug test. Were there not?
Is Payne Stewart high all the time?
I mean, they used to test for like cocaine.
His problem
stuff.
Was that he stopped being
he
high.
Died from weed.
Like DJ used happened? To get pop. Like DJ, whenever he would be gone for an injury or something, it was cocaine suspension. But they would never announce it.
Okay. Yeah. Why would they give a fuck if you're on cocaine? If you didn't get caught.
It's just impressive to get popped for cocaine because I think it's out of your system in like 48 hours.
72
you know
hours.
How hard golf would be on cocaine? Playing golf on cocaine?
If you're a regular user of cocaine, it takes about 72 hours, right? Because it's an oil-based substance. But if you use it, like if we did cocaine today, we would definitely pass a drug test on Sunday.
You sweat it out.
Yeah.
Like it's, you got to like John Jones failing those tests. Like, goddamn, dude, did you snort it on the way to the drug test? What the fuck's wrong with you?
Or before it started.
I feel like he gets tested every time Paulina Gretzky walks past a PGA official and they're like, oh, dude. Look at she is cocaine.
She's walking cocaine.
Yeah, test Dustin.
God bless that woman. God bless her. So here's the advantage when you do a Final Four show, and then you do another show on Monday, is you have two guesses. So
James picks.
Yeah, for you, D'Anthony. Let's say right now it is North Carolina against Kansas. Like you have, who do you have winning that game then?
North Carolina against Kansas. I'm taking North Carolina again. Okay. I think if North Carolina stays hot against Duke and overcomes what is. A slightly better team, but also the fucking entire universe against them. I don't think Kansas can stand in the way of that, to be honest. Okay. Hope Solo just got arrested for DWI, child abuse.
Fuck you.
Child abuse.
Our Hope Solo? My Hope Solo?
She's not.
She's mine. Ours. She's the show's. She belongs to the show.
She belongs to
says,
the streets.
Yeah,
she does. Goddamn right she does.
Yeah. Arrested Thursday in North Carolina for driving.
Where in North Carolina?
I don't know yet. Wait.
God damn it, man.
Winston-Salem.
She needed help.
Oh. The cops say her two children were in the car when she was busted. She also resisted arrest.
Of course,
well,
she did.
That's on brand.
Yeah, that's right.
Did she? You think she like fucking pulled out her butthole?
No, I think she punched a fucking couch like the same way she beat up her husband.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's on brand. What about you, Delco? Who would you take in your championship game today? Obviously, you get to change it on Monday.
Right. I'm going to say whoever wins Kansas, Villanova wins the national championship. I'm going to stick with that. So I'll go with Kansas. Kansas is my national champion.
Why?
I think kind of the emotional...
Yeah, there's going to be a letdown.
Yeah, yeah. The gravitas that is North Carolina and Duke, there's just going to be a giant letdown on Monday.
Okay. All right. What about you, Bob?
Maybe.
There could be a letdown for Carolina. There won't be for Duke, though.
I agree.
But I think both are on. Will be in finish the job mode. We've talked about Kansas all year being like good, but like a little soft. I think Carolina in their current form and Duke in general are both better teams than Kansas. I think that semifinal's the championship.
They're not.
Game.
That's just your hate.
They're a lot more physical, which. You know, it can go either way, right?
I hates Kansas.
You can foul the shit out of Kansas and let them shoot all day, too. Like, that can go wrong for you if you're North Carolina, especially.
I mean, if North Carolina wins, they're on fucking fire. And if Duke wins, it's fucking Team of Destiny. They're not going to trip up in the last game. They're not losing to Finland.
I agree.
All right? They're not losing to Finland.
So in this scenario, too, I've got Duke and Kansas, and I'm with you.
Did anybody get that? That's a miracle, Joe?
Yeah. He did it the other day, though, so I got to...
We were arguing why Eric Church would go to this game instead of the national championship. It's like, you got to go against Russia. You don't go against Finland.
Mm-hmm. No. Eric Church is going to... The church curse is going to become a thing. I've made it a thing.
What if they win the title?
Does he have a show on Monday?
That's a pretty good curse,
then. No. Then you switch it. Like, then Eric Church can never miss a North Carolina game the rest of his life.
Eric Church, UNC t-shirt fan. Not an alum.
No shit.
Well, he went to App State.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
No,
did he
that,
really?
That counts. If you go to App State,
no,
means
it
you
does
were
not.
That means you were too dumb to get into Carolina.
Yeah.
But you grew up a Carolina, you grew up a Carolina fan in the Carolina Duke rivalry, and your dad was disappointed in you. You probably graduated with like a 2.5, and you went to App State.
You're 100% correct.
Every mouth that the word Public Ivy comes out of seriously deserves to have a gun put in it.
Thankfully, I wasn't serious. But. Well,
to be fair, Duke has one of the best. Well, Duke and Stanford are two of the best pre-med schools in the country.
But Duke's private.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
It's true. Yeah. Both are equally expensive.
Stanford's not, right? But, is Stanford private?
Yeah. No. Yeah, Stanford's
but
private.
But it's like North Carolina and Michigan are like, well, we're like a public guy. It's like you're just.
No, it's UVA down. And Carolina. Those are the two best ones, and they always are.
Michigan's up there. So is Northwestern.
Michigan has the best math department other than MIT in the entire fucking.
Yeah.
Oh, so I'll allow t shirt fans. Let's not gatekeep fandom.
As long as it doesn't end here. If it ends here, like I don't remember
the big schools.
I don't remember Eric Church getting involved with North Carolina basketball before, and he's been famous for like 15 fucking years.
Yeah, I don't either.
I would say Carolina counts, Texas counts, Michigan, Ohio State, just the big boys. Like if you're a big boy in your state, you're allowed to have. Like if you grew up in that state, I think you're allowed to be a t-shirt fan.
I only gatekeep when it comes to things like that, where he's like actively fucking over other. Not that I don't blame him for going to the game, but he is like actively fucking people over to go to this game, and he is only a t-shirt fan.
I will
fan.
Say though, I would respect a t-shirt fan more if it was for like Miami of Ohio. Like I didn't go, but like really love the Redhawks.
Well, they're just really big fans of Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, with Eric Church though, like. Now that we know he's from North Carolina, he could have chosen Duke. If you're going to be a t-shirt fan,
right?
What was the final decision if you went to App State, which I guess is what I don't understand?
Yeah.
Giorgio is 100% correct, by the way. That is exactly the fucking model that everybody goes by. If you're not smart enough, you end up going there and you're like, oh, party. And
why not go to ECU?
Yeah.
That's actually ECU is a much better party school than fucking App State.
Yeah,
fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Especially when Church went there, I assume. I will say this. It's way more agreeable to me to be a t-shirt fan of a giant school like North Carolina or Texas or Ohio State or something like that than like, oh man, when you get like second tier t-shirt fans like Arkansas or Oklahoma State or something.
Gonzaga even. Like it's it's weird. You know they're only doing it because of the sports team.
Yeah.
Like that's weird to me.
Yeah.
I mean in recent success too, because Gonzaga's not been good for very long.
Right.
Ohio State, like I understand because that's the biggest school in Ohio and there's not really any others. But like you take Alabama, for example, same thing. You've got Auburn and then you've got Alabama.
The vast majority of Clemson or South Carolina fans are t-shirt fans because they couldn't get into any college anywhere.
Yeah. It is one of the worst education systems in the country. Yeah. So,
Clemson's good at ag and shit and a little bit of engineering, but
their high schools, no.
Their high schools are
bad. High schools are terrible. Not worse than Alabama.
No, they're close. It's like Alabama, Mississippi, and Alabama, Mississippi, and South Carolina are usually the bottom three.
South Carolina's architecture really hides a lot of how dog shit that state is.
Yeah.
It's like Charleston is so pretty that people forget that everyone there is just garbage.
Myrtle. Don't throw Myrtle under the bus, dude.
No, once they took down the pavilion, Myrtle wasn't the same. Was it like 95, 96?
Myrtle Beach days. I still know the fucking commercial, dude.
Myrtle Beach sucks.
Young Giorgio at forever. 7 years old in Myrtle Beach running around by himself because his mom and his dad are drunk eating oysters. It was a prime time of my life.
Going to coast, they're drunk and eating oysters means they banged like crazy that night.
Dude. Yeah,
which is why I got to leave the room. I had to go like do stuff. I got a fistful of quarters.
My parents made me stay and watch.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm surprised, Georgia, your parents didn't make you stay and watch.
I had a real proper upbringing, which is probably why I am the way I am now.
Oh, really? Like religious?
No, just real respect. Like didn't cuss in front of the parents. Don't talk about anything like that. Out inside working when my dad gets home.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't swear in front of my parents, I don't think, in high school or leading up to it. No, I was respectful.
I never even brought a girl to the house.
No, that's weird.
Yeah, dudes.
That'll explain everything now, but
I called my dad a cocksucker every time the Christmas presents were not up to snuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I already have one of these. Yeah, I wanted an easy bake oven, you fucking bitch.
And some new Sperry's. I wanted some new Sperry's.
Fucking Toyota Camry, are you serious, Dad? Yeah.
Where's my Lexus?
Get that bow off of there and return that piece of shit.
So if it's me here in this game and I've got Kansas versus Duke, I'm taking Duke for the same reasons Bob is. you get all the way to the finals, this is predestined, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah. Also, I will say, whoever, because I do think Kansas is going to beat Villanova, that final game, that atmosphere is like, that is going to be about as wild of a national championship atmosphere as you could possibly
have. We may need to drive down there on Monday. Not necessarily just to go to the game, just like fucking
party in New Orleans. Yeah. Man,
it's going to be
Duke, Kansas. Is the weather nice too?
Should be.
Well, it's
check, Nick. Check
it could
the
be
weather.
Nice or it could be a hurricane down there.
Yeah,
this time
never,
of year.
Never really know.
Get off the fucking like. Yes, and you're 40 seconds behind. Check the weather in New Orleans on Monday.
It's going to suck.
Is it really?
Well, it's 80% chance of rain.
Monday is going to be a thunderstorm.
Oh,
gross. There's nothing worse than when it rains in New Orleans either. Yeah. That stink.
Stay in the casino.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, no.
Queens,
no.
I mean, there's no city that needs a shower more than New Orleans.
I know, but it's like the first rain of spring in New York where all the fucking urine gets rehydrated.
Yeah. it's not. Yeah, it doesn't do the job you think it does. No. And then, like, if you don't get just the right amount of rain, if it rains like just an inch beyond what it needs to do,
now
then
FEMA's got to show up.
Yeah, now FEMA's got to show up. The sewers just like,
oh yeah, it's so gross.
It all just comes up.
Ugh, no, I'm all good.
It's
I'm
a
all
magical
good
city.
Sitting here,
no, it's not. It is a city where you have to suspend your disbelief at every turn.
It's the best city in America.
No, I love New Orleans.
I love New Orleans as well.
Shithole.
I love it.
Sucks.
It's the best.
I love it.
Fun place to black out. Yeah, because no one like. I feel like there are so many blacked out people. There's infrastructure to make sure you get back home safely.
Yeah.
I blacked out probably like no shit, 10 or 15 times there. And every time I somehow made it back to my hotel.
Yeah.
Even when I had not checked in my hotel yet before getting blacked out. Yeah. So I feel like that's a pretty good advertiser for a party city.
It's also civil engineering.
I just love it because it's like everyone is so blacked out pretty much all the time that like, they've accidentally created like the utopia that a lot of like political people want to make, where everyone just gets along and no one bothers each other because everyone's too drunk to care about anyone else.
You don't see a whole lot of like fist fights in the streets and shit. You see a lot of girls with their titties out.
Yeah.
Nah.
I've had my friend.
Yes.
Our friend's had his face caved in New Orleans.
Every now and again, really? But it's usually pretty, like, it's not like a huge brawl.
It's gotten cleaned up a lot, too.
Oh, has it? A lot of cops now?
I'll say this. The first time I went was in 2012, and the amount of prostitutes I saw just in the quarter was stunning. And, like, not even hiding it. Like, dudes selling cocaine like they're hot dogs.
Yep.
Like,
we'll stop walking down Canal Street.
Yeah, I'm not seeing the problem here.
I am just telling you what I saw then and versus when I got married in 2019, which was the last time I was there.
Mm-hmm.
There was none of that.
It in right before COVID. It was great.
Yeah. We were the last wedding before COVID. Yeah, all the prostitutes were gone. No one was selling me flour and telling me it was coke. Yeah, it wasn't real coke they were selling, by the way. So that was problematic.
Yeah, I don't like that.
What I like about New Orleans is you can wake up at 10 a.m. and drink, and you don't have to feel guilty about it.
Carry it with you because open container.
100%. Yeah. So, like, if you're an alcoholic, it's the best because nobody expects anything less. Nobody judges you. There's no, like, oh, look at that guy, how gauche.
But it's like Vegas. You don't want to spend more than 72 hours in New Orleans.
Correct.
I look at Vegas, New Orleans, and Miami the same.
Mm-hmm.
72 hours is a max for all three of those cities.
And that's even pushing it.
And I love all of them, by the way. I love, like, every time I go to one of those cities, there's an excited feeling when I get off the plane where I'm like, oh, fuck, something's going down here.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good time. These final four matchups are going to be a blast tomorrow night. Are we positive that this is the second game, by the way?
Yeah.
I just want to double check that.
It should have had on the site you're on, it should have had the time.
Yeah, it did, and they're incorrect, which is why I'm asking.
You breaking out the projector at the house?
No. I've got like a fucking 70-something inch TV. I'm good on that.
Nova Kansas is first.
Okay, so I was on somebody else's.
North Carolina Duke is at 8:49 Eastern.
Oh, so for Central, we're at 5:09 for that game.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, so I mean, shit, that's fucking rad.
I had to kick those stupid ass kids out. And then 7:49.
And again, I'll say this. I said this on RP the other day, but I'll say it again. If you're that fucking Eric Church concert was here, so you're on Central. You could have gotten on stage at fucking 10:15 and been fine for that concert. I don't understand, but fuck him. He deserves to lose. And especially now that he's a T-shirt fan, fuck him even more, dude. Appalachian State's nowhere near academically fucking North Carolina.
The only thing that annoys me about a T-shirt fan is when they have like a dual loyalty, because you know if App State starts showing out in football, that fucker's going to run around with an A on his chest, and it's like, no, pick one.
Yeah.
Just pick one. Yeah. I don't care. You want to be a T-shirt fan for North Carolina? Fine. Then denounce App State. You can't have both.
I'll never forget when App State beat Michigan, and that was like the first time in college football that a double A beat
2005, right?
Yeah.
No. Seven. No, that kicked off the 07 year.
And it was a blocked field goal. I was actually in Vegas at the sports book, and the fucking place erupted. Speaking of sports book, which I want to point out before we get out of here, all of the money before the tournament started is on Duke. So Vegas is going to be super fucking pissed off about this if Duke wins. Mm-hmm. I think 58% of the picks to win the championship out of Vegas were for Duke. Does that affect the spread then Monday night if Duke gets in it?
Like, are they going to try to cover themselves?
Yes. Because I can't remember a time where everybody bet on one story like this and it actually came true.
Right.
Maybe Tiger Woods at the Masters that year he won. But other than that, I really can't remember another time where the story of the tournament actually happened and everybody bet on it and that could possibly win. Will that fuck up the spread Monday night is what I wonder.
They might, the money line and everything, like, yeah, Duke might be favored to just cover their base. Have people bet on Kansas.
What do you do in that case, I guess? Because, you know, some of these bets are that's like minus 110 or whatever it is, right?
You change the odds until people start seeing value and making bets, usually. That, what else can you do?
So then I guess you would jack up the spread for Duke then, probably. And Then I don't think that's going to be a minus two then if Duke makes it.
Although you wouldn't want to give them the opportunity to hedge, though, either. So if Kansas was plus money, they could win money no matter what.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, fuck. That's a tough one, man. Yeah. That's a tough one.
That game might come out as a pick'em then.
Maybe. Shit. I wonder how that would work. Hmm. It's fascinating.
Yes, we'll see.
This is the first time this has happened. So, hey, let's go, dude. I'm amped about it. Tomorrow night, you can bet with us or against us on DraftKings Sportsbook app. Download it now if you're looking for the easy winner. I've not missed during this whole thing. It's Kansas, and I think we're all in agreement on that. But if Villanova wins, you won't see a happier motherfucker than Delco.
Vive Villanova.
And then you know what we found out last night? All the listeners found out that Corky from Life Goes On is a big Delco guy.
Don Guanella, right?
Yeah. So, and apparently he moved back there as well. Are you familiar with this?
No.
I'm going through some of these tweets. As I wanted you to tell me if this was real or not, some of this shit, I'm like, is that
his name
real?
Is Chris Burke.
Correct. So the article is from the Delco Times.
Right.
That's real?
Yeah.
Why would that not be a
Why
thing?
Why would that not be a thing? Yeah. It's a place.
It's a county newspaper.
Who sells the ads Delco and Times? Pills?
Yeah, it's all fentanyl.
It's all drug dealers. Drug dealers and used cars, probably.
The title of the article with Corky is From Hollywood to Delco. A casual interview with the inspirational Chris Burke. So
there you go.
Yeah. Delco he's Times,
like,
dude.
He's like almost 60 years old now.
Oh, yeah. He's in his 50s.
He's living the good life.
Fuck yeah.
Back in Delco, fucking banging all those whores out
there. Yeah, dude. He's probably the most famous actor in Delco.
No.
Who? Who actually lives there? He lives there.
That actually still lives there?
Yeah.
Maybe. Like, yeah. I was going to say Bradley Cooper's not going back.
No, he's not going back. He's not going back. Corky's going back because he's a man of the streets, dude.
Hold on. I'm looking through Delco, their famous people. Al Alberts, who is apparently
Tina Fey, also from Delco.
Okay. But she would never go back either.
Probably not.
Jennifer Aniston's from Eddystone.
Jay Anis?
Dude, Jennifer Aniston's from Eddystone?
Yeah.
Jay Anis? Come on, dude.
How is that possible? Her dad is the dude from fucking the soap opera.
That means she would have went to Ridley High, which is where I went to high school.
I heard they weren't close. She wasn't close with her dad until later in life.
Well, she that also could
Eddie mean, Stone Elementary School.
That also could mean, oh, she went there, too. So it could mean born there.
Yeah, Eddie Stone is trash, too. It is like she's straight Delco trash.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. That makes me like her more. Yeah. I've always thought she was
Paul Arizin, basketball guy.
Mm-hmm. There's like pretty much any NBA referees from Delco.
Mm.
Okay.
Let me see. Let's go through a couple more.
Including, what's his face? From
Donaghy.
Donaghy went to Cardinal O'Hare.
I don't know any of these people. Dick Clark from Upper Darby.
Yeah, a lot of Upper Darby reps.
Because Upper Darby's Tina Fey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's also, again, trash.
Pete Conrad, astronaut.
The astronaut, Pete Conrad.
Jim Croce. That's weird.
Jim Croce?
Yeah.
No shit. A little Croce in that ass? Let's go.
man, some of these people are not famous.
Yeah, no. But I, if you look at it, though, do you know why there's so many famous people from there? They all wanted to get the fuck out. And when you're born there, you have to have some aspiration to be like, dude, I got to get out of this place. How do I do it?
If you don't leave.
You don't. You never leave,
you have
right?
three more generations that just stay in your row home.
God, that's sad and depressing.
Mickey Vernon, professional baseball player.
Marcus Hook.
Yeah, Marcus Hook. Whew. Hold on, there's another one.
Yeah, there's a fair share of people from Delaware Tina County Faye's that have from made Upper it Darby. Out.
I still got Corky.
Jamie Kennedy's from Upper Darby.
Yeah. Is he really?
Yeah.
He was here.
Yeah. He hit me up. Know him, he hit me up to come on the show. Yeah.
Sherry O'Terry, also from Upper Darby.
Look at that.
Really?
Wow, that's weird. That's a lot of people from Upper Darby. I think we need to fucking bomb that
Obviously,
place.
Kobe played at Lower Marion.
Yep.
Yeah, but he's from Italy.
Italy.
Tyreek Evans is from Chester.
Yeah. I actually played on an AAU team with Tyreek Evans.
Did he
destroy you?
Destroy you?
He's on my team.
Oh, he was.
Yeah, but he's. I still feel like he should have destroyed you.
Yeah,
Mike Socha from Upper Darby.
Yeah, my dad played baseball with him growing up.
Really?
Yeah.
It's that small of an area, huh?
Yeah.
Fucking A. Look at that. A
lot of famous people from there.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Not a whole lot of famous people from Greenville, South Carolina. Reggie Sanders is from there.
Garnett, right?
Jesse Jackson, Kevin Garnett.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a lot actually, but.
Yeah.
Well, that's a pretty good list.
We'll do a show about that later. Yeah, those are three of my favorite people.
You won't shut the fuck up about them. Again, DraftKings Sportsbook. Go there and bet, dude. It's on. I can't fucking wait for tomorrow night. For D'Anthony, D'Anthony Holloway, Delco Dan, Hot Bob, Ross Patterson, and Papa Giorgio. This is the Final Four Prediction Show. Good luck and good night, everyone.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.